Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Scientists sedate and test many animals in the wild, but due to their size, blue whales have eluded this type of examination. Stephen Trumbull, assistant professor of biology at Baylor University, describes a new method of obtaining data about the world's largest animal.
Scientists in the past have used whale earwax as an aging tool, similar to counting tree rings. Dr. Sasha Yusenko and I question whether whale earwax could chronologically archive chemicals such as man-made pollutants or hormones. We developed analytical methods capable of answering that very question. Using a blue whale's earplug, we were able to extract and analyze the stress hormone cortisol, the male sex hormone testosterone, organic contaminants such as pesticides and flame retardants, and mercury, demonstrating that both man-made and endogenous chemicals are recorded and archived in whale earwax. We have been able to reconstruct contaminant and hormone profiles using whale earplugs, determining, for the first time, lifetime chemical exposures and hormone profiles from birth to death for an individual whale. Historically, scientists have used whale blubber to determine hormone and chemical exposure, but that method only provides information over short temporal scales, not to mention these samples can be logistically difficult to obtain and cost prohibitive. With these new data derived from whale earwax, we are able to assess the human impact on individual whales and multiple generations, as well as marine ecosystems. Using whale earplugs, we're able to go back in time and analyze archived museum earplug samples that have been harvested since the 1950s and examine critical issues such as the effects of pollution, the use of sonar in the oceans, and the introduction of specific chemicals and pesticides in the environment over long periods of time.
That was Stephen Trumbull of Baylor University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.